everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. Today we have an interview with Dustin Davis, who is you might know as TTM Dustin on Instagram. He's a fellow TTM collector, and I think you'll enjoy the time we spend with Dustin, so that's coming up. I just want to say that if you have any questions, comments, or feedback about our podcast today, please email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. You can also visit my website at www.ttmcast.com. I'm available on Instagram. I have a post all the time on Instagram at ttmcast. I'm also on Twitter at castttm. So let's get right on to our program. With that, let's get on to the program. Our first segment is Baker's Dozen. It's kind of a brain dump of what's going on in our hobby and TTMing and collecting. And the first thing I like to point out is that I have another article posted on Sports Collectors Daily. This article's on the 1992 NFL Game Day set. There's all sorts of information about the set. And also, if you email me, I'll send you an address list of about 70 players that are featured in the set with their mailing addresses. These are people that have signed for me in the past 6 months or so, and I'm starting to build up my NFL Game Day set. So I invite you to check out Sports Collectors Daily for my article on that. Rich Mueller in Sports Collectors Daily has an outstanding article on the 2019 Topps Heritage set. It features inserts, autographs, and has a complete checklist. So I recommend you go check that out. February 27th is release date. Really looking forward to that. I just saw that Clayton Kershaw has been signing again. I've seen a couple of posts on Instagram, so hopefully you have your Clayton Kershaw cards out for spring training, and I wish you good luck with that. Saw an interesting post by Autograph.Chaser. Johnny Robinson, who was a newly elected NFL Hall of Famer, is now charging for autographs. He's charging $75, and one of Johnny Robinson's objections is that he's seen a lot of his autographs being posted on eBay, and I think people are sending out multiple requests for him, and he's kind of turned off on it. So now he's charging $75, and that's not good for the hobby, and that's it's a bad thing. So hopefully, as a hobby, we're not greedy when we ask for our requests, and we're careful when we're posting things on eBay. So just a heads up on that. It was a little disconcerting. Lastly, I'm heading to spring training starting on the 2nd of March. So next week's show will be posted normally, but the following week I do not think we'll have a show posted. So I'm heading down Orlando for a game, and I'm going to go to Lakeland to Detroit to see the Tigers play. So looking forward to that. We had some good returns this week. Lots of returns for my 1992 game set. I got Lorenzo White, Billy Brooks, Eric Metcalf, Boomer Esiason, Eugene Lockhart, David Fletcher, and John Gesick from the Dallas Cowboys. So those were all from my NFL Game Day set. Very happy about that. Got a return from Guy Lapointe, the Hockey Hall of Famer from the Canadiens. He signed my 1977-78 Topps card as well. He sent a postcard that was a postcard photo that was autographed. So we're very happy with that. I sent that out on December 1st, 2017. I just got it back this week, so even when you're waiting, we get some nice returns. Also got some returns from some NFL players. I got an Ozzie Newsome 1985 Topps and a 2018 Panini. I got a Eugene Lockhart from 1992. I also got some 1978 Topps cards that I've been waiting for. I got a Don Sutton, which I'd been waiting for a little while. I got that back. And another baseball one is I got Jack Howell, 1986 Topps from Jack Howell, who used to play for the Angels. And that wraps up returns this week. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. This is a service I put out to our community to remind people, don't send TTM requests to people who have passed away. We lost Don Newcomb, former Dodger pitcher, pitching great, who was a great friend to the hobby. He passed away at 92. Peter Tork from the Monkees passed away at 77. Vinny Vella, who starred in Casino and Sopranos, passed away. He was 72. And Brody Stevens, who was a comedian and was in The Hangover, also passed away. So please refrain from sending out TTM requests to these folks. We are my condolences to their families. And one last thing, I made a boo-boo this week, and I want to apologize. It actually happened to me. I had cut and pasted the Roger Craig baseball player address into the Roger Craig football player address when I sent it, when I compiled my 1992 NFL game day list. So hopefully the people that I emailed made changes to the list and it has been corrected, but I actually sent it out to the wrong Roger Craig. He sent back a nice note, wrong Roger Craig. So we made a mistake on that. That was a boo-boo. So we're not all perfect, kind of doing it as we go here, learning as we go, and I apologize if anyone accidentally sent out the wrong Roger Craig this week. My mistake. And for our final segment, we interview fellow TTMer Dustin Davis. You know Dustin as TTM Dustin on Instagram. We had a fun talk, and hopefully you enjoy our interview. Joining us today on the TTM Cast Hotline is Dustin Davis. Dustin, you might know from Instagram as TTM Dustin. He also creates his own custom figures at dustyscustomfigures.com. Dustin is a TTM collector. We're going to talk to him about things that he collects, how he goes about collecting, and then we'll learn a little about how he got involved with custom figures. So welcome to the TTM Cast Hotline, Dustin.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us today. Dustin, why don't we jump right in and talk to me and let our listeners know how you got involved with TTM collecting. What inspired you to start collecting TTM autographs?
Well, I was familiar with TTM autographs and stuff from before, and I'd collected baseball cards and basketball cards and stuff like that when I was younger, and then they just went through a spell there where I didn't, and then there was another time there now, which I really regret from my past, which I just kind of got, I sold a bunch of them on eBay and whatnot, and I got rid of a bunch. I'm thinking, I'll never need these again.
Yeah, I see, but you got greedy.
Right, I did. I probably need a little extra money for something, and I said, well, I'll just get rid of these. I don't need them. I'll sell them for pennies on the dollar. It'll be fine. But now I really wish I had all those, but I got into TTMs because it's kind of an interesting story. I had collected a few of them before, but I'm an electrician by trade, and I did a service call at a thrift store, and there they had a few NASCAR things. I'm a big NASCAR fan, and they had a set of the 1991 Max cards, and I just said, well, that looks interesting. That's got a lot of the old drivers that that I know of, and one of them was Richard Petty, and, Dale Earnhardt, a lot of those guys. And they wanted $5 or $10 for it, so I bought that. And then I saw somewhere, I don't even remember where, that, somebody, one of the drivers had autographed it. Okay, yeah, I have that in my set. Like, I wonder if I can send it to him and see if he'll sign it. And he did, and it just kind of went from there.
How long ago was this?
I don't know, probably at least a couple of years ago. I've been doing it a couple of years now. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed from your postings on Instagram, Dustin is at TTM Dustin. You can find him on Instagram at TTM Dustin. You post a lot of NASCAR, and that's one thing that I don't, I'm not really familiar with being up here in the Northeast.
Right.
So,
well, obviously,
is there a big market or a lot of people TTM in on NASCAR end?
I really don't see a whole lot of it in general, and which I think is interesting because, in my opinion, that's one of the sports that people should, because you get the most people that will send stuff back to you.
So they are pretty receptive, even.
Yes, they really are. I can think of a very small percentage of people, of drivers and crew chiefs and team owners from now and from the past that don't send stuff back. But like the 91 set that I talked about, I started I started with one card getting signed, and I filled a few of them out through eBay purchases and stuff, but for the most part, it's been TTMs, and just the other day, I got the card that put me over the halfway mark at 120 of 240.
Wow, that's pretty good.
100, yeah, that's 100, you know, so many people that, you know, part of NASCAR that I send something to them, they send it back. You know, I think that's really cool.
Well, if you, you know, when you listeners out there, if you're into NASCAR TTMs, Dustin is the man. So I would recommend DMing him and let him know what you have if you're interested in trading or helping out him fill his setup. Because, again, he's at TTM Dustin and Instagram. He's always posting. So please, you know, I encourage you to reach out to him because he is an expert on that. And I see you also collect a lot of vintage cards, mostly Atlanta Braves, from what I can tell.
Yes. So I'm a big Atlanta Braves fan. And also, as far as football goes, a big Denver Broncos and Tennessee Volunteers fan. But yeah,
Have you been down to spring training at all?
I haven't been able to make it down there. I really wish I could, because I know that's where a lot of people get their in-person successes. And I mean, I'd really like to go down there. And unfortunately, if anybody doesn't know this, that sending TTMs for spring training for the Atlanta Braves is basically useless. Don't waste your stamps.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yes, I've tried it before, and you can probably see other people that have tried it. You won't get anything back. I don't know if they just don't allow it or what, but don't waste your stamps.
Tell us some of the Braves that you've had luck with on a TTM basis.
Well, one of them, I know Phil Niekro, he signs a whole lot.
He charges, though, right?
He does charge. I think I sent a ball one time and he charged. And I had some successes from some of the old guys. I sent a ball out. I had a project. You can probably go on my Instagram and see my successes there. Or I sent them as many that I could that I knew would return from the 1966 team. That's the first year that the Atlanta Braves, and they were Milwaukee Braves in 65. So that was the first year that they were in Atlanta, and I wanted to send as many people as I could. So I got a cheap ball off eBay of Phil Niekro had already signed because I didn't want to send money to him again to have it signed.
Yep.
But I got from Frank Bowling, Ty Cline, Dennis Meinke, Lee Thomas, some of those guys.
I'm always so nervous to send out multiple.
Oh God, I am too. But those are
crazy.
Those are all guys that were pretty quick and were pretty guaranteed. Like I said, I think somebody told me I should send to Joe Torre and let him know. No.
I tried one or two for Joe Torre. I haven't had any luck with him.
Yeah, I saw a year or so ago that he was sending a lot out. A lot of people were getting them at the same time. I think I sent something out pretty quickly after that, hoping I could get right at the end of that, but I haven't got it back either. So,
now, do you live in the Atlanta area?
I live in North Carolina, but the western part of North Carolina. It's about a two-hour drive to Atlanta from here.
Okay. So were you an Atlanta Braves fan growing up as a kid, or is it just that's the closest team, so you kind of latch onto them?
Well, actually, my wife got me into it, believe it or not. I had sort of watched baseball a little bit. I was mainly into football. But we went down there for a game when they were still at Turner, and I really enjoyed it. So that just kind of went from there.
I say you're a Broncos fan. Have you had much luck with any of the Broncos?
I have some of the older people. Yeah, I can't get a whole lot from any newer guys. But I have had some success from, you know, some of the older guys like Steve Atwater and Carl Mecklenburg. I remember you said on one of your podcasts earlier you had trouble with.
Yep, he's a thorn in my side, my friend. I've said at least four to him, and I don't know if it's because I'm from New England or
maybe.
I have not had any luck to call Mecklenburg. He is a thorn.
Now, Dennis Smith's another great one. He was a great safety for the Broncos back in the day. Rod Smith, you know, he's a great one too. Jason Elam. Some of the old guys.
To Peyton?
I have gotten Peyton twice, actually. I've been
very
lucky
nice.
Enough to do that. I had to use probably had to use my wife as an alias for the second address.
Yeah,
but
he was fairly quick for me too as well.
Yeah, I was really happy I got that in the first time. And then I got it the second time. I was like, wow. Too, I know a lot of people can't even get him first time.
Have you sent to Bobby Humphreys yet? I got him fairly quick.
Bobby Humphreys, yes, I have. I got two from him, I think.
Yeah, he was really good. He was actually one of the first guys I got when I got back into TCM in about a year and a half ago. He was one of the first guys I sent out, and he was a really quick return, so I was very happy about that. Now, how about Elway? I just saw on a post that he actually signed for somebody for $20.
Yeah, I've already got mine out.
That was good. Good luck. Let me know how that goes.
Thank you. I will.
That'd be a nice catch. Now, you collect Atlanta Braves. You collect signed baseballs, NASCAR, and vintage cards. Do you have a lot of vintage cards as well?
I don't have a whole lot of vintage cards. Mainly, like if I see one of a player that I know, I may send it out to them. Well, I know a whole lot of guys do mainly really old stuff, and I just haven't got into that as much. I've got a set of the 65 Milwaukee Braves. I was trying to get as many as I could, but I run into like the same way a lot of people do is, you know, a lot of players are deceased or they're just too old. They don't want to sign anymore. But
what I like about collecting the sets, and you know, I'm sure you get that in NASCAR as well, is you're not tied to just the superstars. You really get to go after some of these guys that you liked when you're growing up or kind of, you know, I use the word commons, but they're not commons because they played Major League Baseball and I could never play. So, I really get a real charge of getting cards back from those type of guys almost as much as I do, you know, a Hall of Famer. Now, what are some of the surprises that you've had in the last year or so that you're like, oh, wow, I got him. I didn't think I was going to get him.
Probably the biggest one I've had was Tom Glavine. That really shocked me. I did. I saw a success that somebody had got that they sent to him, and I thought, well, I really need to try to send to him. I wanted to send a baseball. And I mean, it was so spotty. I'd never seen any successes from him before. So I hate it now that I didn't send one of the official balls. I know that's like a biggie. You need to send one of the ROMLBs. And I did, and I sent one of the cheaper ones. So I didn't realize, like, I'm not going to get this back. I'm going to send it out. I'll give it a shot, but I'm not going to get this back. I'm not going to send him a good one. And then I did get it back. I was like, wow, that's cool.
Have you had any that you sent out and you gave up hope and they came back, you know, 6 months, a year later?
No, not baseballs. Usually I don't send balls to people unless I'm pretty sure it's going to come back fairly quickly.
Yeah. I mean, you know Tom Glavine's grew up one town over from me up here in Massachusetts.
Hey, cool.
He's really a Massachusetts boy at heart. I know he's probably living down south with you guys, but
I think he's in the Atlanta area.
Well, that's kind of cool. Now, do you have a list of guys' goals for 2019? Like, oh, I really want to get X player or X driver?
Probably not really. I know you mentioned John Elway earlier. I really want to get that one back.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm hoping I will. I'm hoping to get several people from spring training coming up, just some random guys that I know they signed pretty well.
I sent you that link to the
you did.
That document I'm going to talk about on my next podcast. Have you any luck with that?
I have. I looked at it and I found at least 10 or so cards that I had in my stash of people that have signed recently or have been pretty good successes, and I've bought a few other cards on eBay, so I'm going to send out.
That's great. Yeah, that for the listeners, that Troy Rutter, who is on TTM Autograph, he has a fantastic list, and we'll talk about it on my podcast this week. We're recording this on January, 24th. So we'll talk about it on my podcast that I post next week. But I recommend, if you haven't had a chance, go check out TTMautograph.com/hotlist. It's a great list of, I don't know, a couple hundred people that signs TTM via spring training, has all the addresses, what they signed, where if they put their uniform number on it, they put a Bible verse. It's a great resource. He did a lot of work on it.
Yeah, it's been really helpful for me.
We're talking to Dustin Davis. Dustin is on Instagram at TTMDustin. He also has a website, DustinsCustomFigures.com. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Dustin, is there any other places you are? Are you on Facebook or are you on Twitter or any other social medias that you want to direct people to?
I am on with the custom figure business. I'm really only on Instagram with the TTM stuff.
The TTM stuff. So, Dustin, posts all the time. I bet he posts every day. Anything else you want to talk in regards to TTM before we get into your custom figure business?
Probably just the one thing I want to talk about is just kind of general etiquette on Instagram and stuff for people that, you know, are asking for addresses and stuff like that, because it really grinds my gears when you'll post a picture of a success you have, and in the comments someone will just say Addy question mark and stuff like that. And I'm like, use complete sentences, send me a DM, ask me the right way, say, hey, no, I'm looking for this player. Do you have the address, or would you mind sharing it? It's not that hard, people.
I agree. It's only a common courtesy to do that.
And also,
people ask me this all the time, and I do this. You know, I provide the address if I can, but only if they're published someplace else. If I get a private address from somebody, I won't give it out.
Yeah, that's usually how I am, too. Somebody will get, like, I got... One was an NFL player that people usually send to the stadium, but I got a private address. I won't say who it is or anything, but I'm going to try to send it if I have success. I'm probably not going to share it. I mean, I'll try to share as much as I can, but, you know, I don't want the player to get bombarded with stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast is, you know, because I want that sense of community and
Right.
open as possible, but you know, you got to respect people's privacies, because some of these guys may or may not want their address out there. And
exactly.
Nowadays I think everyone's address is out there one way or another, but they, you know, if someone gives me an address or a phone number, I'm not going to give them that out unless they say it's okay to do
right.
that. All right, well, why don't Dustin, let me tell people about your custom figure business, Dusty's CustomFigures.com, and I'll tell you, these figures are Class A top-notch quality from what I've seen. I haven't seen them, actually in my hand, but just the pictures you have and the detail and the quality of workmanship on it is fabulous. So why don't you tell us a little about how you got involved in it, and maybe walk us through what takes to create one of these custom figures.
Now, I got into it simply because I saw one that somebody did online and it wasn't great, and I thought I could do better than that.
Well, you can. Take it from
me.
Go see his website. They are fabulous. They're better than any McFarlane statue you can see.
Thank you. I'll say one of the first ones I did, a couple of them weren't very good, but I wish I'm kicking myself for that, too. Now, the first one I ever made was a Peyton Manning from Tennessee that I used one of the NFL versions for, and it was hot garbage. But I think I broke it down and tried to use it for parts, but I wish I had that just so I could take a picture of it, a current one, and just see the difference that I've, and all the progress that I've made in doing that. But
how long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing about 10 years now.
Okay, well, you can tell it's something that it's a labor of love, because I know you and I were emailing back and forth, and that you're way backed up in terms of orders, because anyone that the price, you're not charging enough, my friend, for the quality of end product that people are getting. So
I stay pretty busy right now. I'm not even taking new orders at this time, because I have to get caught up.
Well, tell us how you go about making a figure.
Well, I'll get a contact.
Don't give any family secrets, though, but.
Of course not. I'll just be contacted by somebody on the website through email, and they'll tell me what they want. It may be a player that plays in the NFL that they don't have a custom, or they don't have a figure of that McFarlane has made, or, you know, they want one of their son. Their son plays high school football, and they want a custom of their son to give to them for a Christmas present or something. So I'll look at the figures that are available. I'll see what any alterations needed, like helmet swaps to better match, stuff like that. And
now, do you mold your own plastic, or do you have a furnace? So you do?
No, I usually just make his alterations to them that they need.
You make a custom helmet, and you make the – paint the uniforms and make the person look as close as you can.
I'll take the figure apart, and I'll spray paint, and then I'll have a completely blank canvas, and then I can go from there. I'll make the decals, and the decals are a whole lot like, I don't know, some people are familiar with model car decals, but, you know, they have the little water slide decals. You dip them in water, and you slide them on it, and that's pretty much all it is to it.
Okay.
A lot of
your figures are in kind of unique poses. So you have receivers jumping up and catching balls, and guards dribbling balls, and guys hitting balls. It's kind of, you know, there's different poses than you would see from some of the McFarlane's, no?
Yeah, a whole lot of them that I've done for a while have been just the standard McFarlane poses, but I'm starting to get into more of the custom poses where I'm taking different parts from different figures and putting them together and see what I can come up with. It looks like a unique pose. Like one thing McFarlane does not do very well, and that's make offensive linemen. And you have to come up with an offensive line pose. I can't just buy one off the shelf that the customer might want, so I may have to make a different pose and a custom pose.
So do you have an inventory of figures that you work off of, or you just you go online or go to the McFarlane store or whatever? Forgive me, I know the figures, but I'm not a collector of them. So, you know, I think I have two of them that I maybe bought at Target.
Yeah, I have a few in stock, but usually most of the time it just ends up they want a specific figure that I come up with, and I just have to buy it online or wherever I can find it and kind of just go from there.
Well, again, we're talking with Dustin Davis. Dustin has a fantastic side business at DustinsCustomFigures.com, where he creates custom figures of pretty much anyone you want, that professional, college athlete. He'll also make them of your son or husband or better half, if you will. And he takes orders online. He's kind of backed up right now in terms of his orders. But if you're interested, I suggest you go check out DustinsCustomFigures.com. They're fairly inexpensive in terms of how much work and craftsmanship there are to them. And you can see the love and care he takes on each one of his figures. He has a gallery of all his stuff. Dustin is also a avid TTM collector. You can find Dustin at TTM Dustin. He collects NASCAR, baseballs, Atlanta Braves, and is sending out stuff all the time. He's always posting. So if you're interested in to see who's signing, Dustin's always posting stuff on Instagram. So, Dustin, is there anything else that you'd like to talk to that we didn't talk about regarding your figures? Anything we might have missed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we will be speaking with you again, I'm sure.
All right. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun talking to you about a hobby I enjoy, and I can't really talk to a whole lot of people about it because they just kind of roll their eyes about it.
And that's why I started it, because my wife's eyes roll, as you probably heard already. So it's great to talk to somebody that has the same passion as I do. And, hopefully we can meet in person one time at a trade show, or if I'm down in the air, if you're up in here, we can show off all our collections. So, again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker. I'm your host. I want to thank Dustin Davis for spending some time with us. I also want to remind you to go check out my article on sportscollectorsdaily.com on the 1992 NFL Game Day set. And email me for the NFL Game Day mailing list. There's about 70 athletes that are featured in the list with their addresses. So send me an email after you've read my article on sportscollectorsdaily.com. I want to thank you, the listeners, for spending time with us today. And as always, I wish you many happy returns.